Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is the 12th February and these are some of your top news from around the continent. Hoping you enjoy your day, and we're going to start in Nigeria today, where the Nigerian Stock Exchange says it plans to appoint a board and pass resolutions next month to pave way for its conversion into a publicly listed company. The exchange began changing its ownership structure from a mutual company of stockbrokers in 2017. It started adding new shareholders in a process known as demutualization. The Nigerian Stock Exchange, the second biggest in sub-Saharan Africa, is one of the main entry points to invest in Africa. It has around 200 listed companies, all included in its benchmark share index. And still in Nigeria, the government is considering a Eurobond sale of between 2.8 and 3 billion US dollars to partially fund its 2020 budget after President Buhari wins approval from Parliament. Nigeria's Eurobond plan comes after its West African neighbor, Ghana, sold a 3 billion US dollar worth of Eurobond just last week. That was five times oversubscribed as investors seeking high yields demands despite the impact of the coronavirus outbreak in China affecting its African trading partners. And in the south of the continent, in South Africa, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange had its best day in a week as the coronavirus worries that we just spoke about faded. The JSE All-Share Index gained 1.3% to finish off at 57,744 points. Resources Index gained by 2.3%, while industrials were in the green by 1%. And in company news, AngloGold Ashanti announced the sale of its last South African mine for 4.4 billion rand to Harmony Gold today. AngloGold, the world's third largest gold miner, ends its historic exposure to South Africa, selling its last two operating assets there. The mining giant, founded by the Oppenheimer family more than a century ago, was a dominant gold miner for decades, but gradually becoming a shadow of itself as it sold and closed old mines in South Africa, preferring offshore investments. In Tunisia, the government there will invite the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, for talks next month over a six-month review of its IMF loan program after the new government is formed following months of delay. Tunisia struck a deal with the IMF in December of 2016 for a 2.8 billion US dollars loan package to overhaul its sclerotic economy, including steps to cut chronic deficits and trim bloated public services. The IMF dispersed the current program last loan tranche worth about 247 million US dollars in June of last year. And in Zambia, the economy will grow by more than 3% in 2020 from around 2% last year, while the fiscal deficit is said to remain elevated as the government borrows more to fund its spending. The economic growth in Africa's second largest copper producer has been hampered by electricity shortages after drought hit hydropower generation, and the government is focusing on building green energy capacity to plug the gap. Thank you for joining us today. That's all from us. Please remember to rate us and share us wherever you get your podcasts, and that helps other people to find us as well. Goodbye and enjoy your day.